It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Claire and Sam.
Hey, Claire. I've been in touch with our local Member of Parliament.
Why?
Because I want the Queen to attend my house.
Oh, yeah? Okay, explain.
Not in actual form.
Okay.
She can't actually come there. But there is something called nationhood material that has been spreading on the internet and social media in the last...
Nationhood material?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot to play this, my bad.
Well, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Singapore for the peace summit.
This is iPhone 10.
Facebook revealing up to 87 million people may have had their information improperly shared.
In case you missed it, here's Claire and Sam with a story.
And the story is, Claire, that all Australian citizens are actually legally entitled to a portrait of the Queen.
I kind of love that, to be honest.
It is baffling.
So, as in, like, legally entitled in the sense that you, like, can print one out and hang it on your wall, or...?
No. Your MP's supposed to supply with you one.
Like, just...
If you ask for it.
Really?
Ridiculous. All okay. You have to do is write to your MP for a sweet portrait of the Queen. You can also get under the list of nationhood material, and this is a legal document on the government website.
Yeah.
Booklet on the flags of Australia. A booklet on Australia's national symbols.
I'm writing these down.
A compact disc and DVD recordings of the national anthem. And, of course, portraits of Her Majesty the Queen and Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. But who would want the Royal Highness on your wall? I want the Queen looking all pretty like that.
Okay.
Like that. You can get the national flags, which is pretty awesome.
Like actual flags?
Actual national flag, actual Australian flag, Aboriginal flag, Torres Strait Islander flag, the red ensign, which is what you see on the military, you know, vehicles, the Navy vessels and stuff like
I don't
that.
I think I've ever seen that.
Are you? I'll show you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But they're only
have.
Entitled to people in that sort of position of work.
Of course.
But it started to get a bit of ground on social media when a few people were putting these letters in,
yeah.
emails in. So I decided to touch base with our electorate office of Murray.
Yeah.
Mr. Evans, Austin Evans is our current seated member.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote to him last Thursday. Good morning, Mr. Evans. Firstly, thank you for welcoming me to this electorate of Murray. It's been a short but sweet ride so far.
Hang on. Are you talking about the letter they send out?
Yes.
Oh, Sam.
What? He's not
just, it's just a generic.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, that. I know
okay.
that. Yeah.
I thought that you thought he actually wrote it.
No, he doesn't care about me.
Oh,
I don't
Sam.
Think he knows who I am. Anyway, the email continues, and I thought what better way... Oh, by the way, I'm taking the mickey.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not being serious. And I thought what better way of becoming a part of this wonderful area than with a request for some nationhood material. I would like to request a portrait of Her Majesty the Queen as well as an Australian flag. I will leave the preferred flag dimensions up to you because there are actually quite a few different flag dimensions, yes. And a booklet on the Australia's national symbols because I think we're all due for a reminder on these. Please send to, I won't say the address. As a valued constituent of Murray, I look forward to receiving my nationhood material and
look
displaying
them proudly. Look at you being all, like, professional.
I got a response, Claire, on Friday afternoon at 4:20.
What happened?
Blaze it. It is from it's from Susan Lay. So this is where it
okay.
gets. So Susan is our federal seat member.
Yeah.
Austin is our state seat leader.
Yeah, so I thought we sent you sent it to Austin because I thought that Austin would have been.
So I sent it to the generic email, but I thought it would be Austin replying, but it was Susan. So it's pretty impressive that they are listening to us, which is great.
Yeah.
Susan said, "Dear Samuel, thank you for your email requesting a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II and an Australian flag." Now, it goes on for quite a while saying we mainly give these to schools and stuff.
That's nice.
Not going to post them out because it costs $10 per portrait. However, if I do want to come in and collect a portrait, there's a few left and her office I can go to between 9 to 5. So that's what I will be doing straight after this show.
But hang on. Okay, I have a little gripe with this.
I just replied quickly. Hi, Susan. Yeah. Thank you very much for your response and I will make sure to pop in during office hours. Also, they get a lunch break. It's not open between 12:30 and 1:30. So I said, I'm glad to hear you're closed during lunch. We all deserve a break, even the people running our great country. Thank you and have a great weekend. Kind regards.
Oh,
what's the gripe?
My gripe is the fact that if we're entitled to it, why won't they post it to us?
Because it's an extra $10 postage and they don't want to spend taxpayers' money on that.
Be honest, though. Griffith's not exactly huge. They could just drive it to your house.
I think they've got more pressing issues. I'm happy to go pick it up. 9 a.m. they open. I will be there knocking on the door.
Not the point, Sam. Not the point.
I'm excited. Can't wait to have a portrait of the Queen hanging up in my bathroom toilet. I don't know where. we'll decide.
Why don't you put it on that blank wall with a chair sitting there? Yeah, but Sam has a chair facing a wall in his bedroom. Why do you put it there?
It's a great spot, actually. Thank you.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Look, we were supposed to be talking about busking right now, I will admit. But Sam's just gone to the bathroom. Oh, hang on. He's back. He's back. Hey, Sam. How was the bathroom?
What? Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay, that song went very quick, didn't it? Good old Dean Lewis.
It wasn't that quick. It was only a 2.5 minute song, so I guess it didn't give you much time.
Yeah, apologies. So I went to the bathroom, took the time, obviously. But I'm back.
Okay, well, let's talk.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge. Apparently this morning's a bit of a challenge for you.
Yes, it is. Maybe going to the bathroom is a challenge for me.
I don't want to know.
That's fine. I'm good. I'm good down there.
So,
still get checked if you've got problems.
Moving on. A few weeks ago,
yes,
Big Boss Joel was in here. Uh-huh. We asked him if we could deliver lunch to someone, and he said yes with a condition.
Yeah, we were doing a favour for a nice workplace.
I don't know if it's called a favour, but yeah, we were trying to do something nice.
We used his credit card to pay for someone's lunch.
Yeah.
The Community Kids Griffith, and we gave them Health Hut, which was great. But what we didn't prepare for
was him coming back and saying, yeah, sure, but you need to do something for me.
Yes.
And that something was basically put out to the people as to what do you want to see Claire and Sam do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
We went through a few of the options last week with our Big Boss Yamo and a Big Boss Joel.
Did very well on Facebook.
Mm. Unfortunately, we can't do anything too extreme to start off with. We've got to work on those ones.
Yeah. We've got to work our way up, so
and,
to speak.
Yeah.
Height-wise and in size of magnitude.
Sure. But Big Boss Joel decided that busking would be a good place to
start.
Someone
suggested busking. Not a bad one, but I have no musical talents.
Look,
which I'm a bit worried about.
I'll admit, I have musical talents. Mm. They're not great, though. They haven't been polished in quite a few years.
Rusty talents.
Very rusty. Like, I can play piano if you give me, like, a book that just says A, B, C, D, blah, blah, blah. Give me notes and I've got no idea.
So what's the plan then? We're doing busking.
We are busking. We're busking tomorrow and Wednesday out the front of...
ANZ, was it?
No. Where are we out the front of?
Near the Health Hut?
It's near the Health Hut, yeah. It's in front of one of the chemists.
Okay.
We'll tell you more tomorrow. But I'm... John Dodd Pharmacy.
John Dodd Pharmacy. Okay. Tomorrow between the hours of...
12 and 1.
12
we're going to do it
one.
During lunchtime because we are busking for money. We are asking for your donations, all money raised going to Can Assist Griffith.
Beautiful.
Now, Sam... We're still kind of umming and ahhing as to what we're doing.
I don't have an instrument sorted yet.
Well, we were hoping we could get you a triangle, but apparently it's gone missing.
Oh, gosh.
I have shakers, like shaker eggs.
Oh, like Morocco shakers?
Morocco. Maraca.
Maraca, sorry. Oh, hello. There you go.
Okay, so
I'll
I can hold
a dollar
beat.
To that. Love it. Cool.
I don't know what beat
so the plan is for an hour, 12 to 1, outside John Dodd Pharmacy. We're going to busk for a whole hour and see who can raise the most money.
Exactly. Now, the Big Boss Joel doesn't think you're going to do very well. He's got his money on me.
I'm going first, aren't I?
You are going first. So you're going tomorrow, and I'm going to be on Wednesday. So tomorrow on Wednesday, 12 to 1, make sure you head down towards John Dodd Pharmacy next to Health Hut and come see us attempting to busk.
And how's this? You've got to have some sort of container to collect your coins in when people donate money.
Well,
and
I
have a wooden chest prepared because it looks nice and I reckon people would rather chuck their money in that than a bucket. And you asked me before if you could borrow my chest, and I laughed at you.
You did.
It is a competition, Claire. It's a challenge. It is me v. you, Claire v.
You know
Sam.
What? That's fine. I really don't think that there's going to be much of an issue when it comes to people worrying about that. I don't think that that's what people think of. They don't go, oh, that's a nice bucket.
Oh, really?
I'll donate into that bucket because it's a nice bucket.
I think it's all about presentation, not musical talent.
I think it's very much about presentation of the musician and the talent.
All right.
But how do you feel about playing the triangle?
Not even confident playing that.
Oh.
Like, I reckon there's some skill to it, and I don't have that.
Sam, you'll get it.
Thank you.
It'll happen.
Yep. Cool.
Maybe not tomorrow, but it'll happen.
I'm going to lose sleep tonight.
You'll be fine. Okay, so come...
Don't patronise me, Claire.
No, I'm not. You
yes,
will
you
be.
Are.
I'll be down there with you as well.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm not busking. I'm just there to support.
Yep.
I'm hoping you'll do the same for me.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, make sure you come on down. John Dodd Pharmacy tomorrow from 12 to 1. We will be busking down there for an hour, raising money for Can Assist. So please drop a coin. Come say hi.
I'll take a
five. Enjoy our musical talents. It'll be...
roller coaster ride.
Roller coaster, perfect wording. Thank you.
This is Clarence Sam. Let's go.
And Sam.
Yes.
There is a job that I think is right up my alley. Better than this job. Perfect.
Ooh,
for me.
Which is pretty hard to get better than this, isn't it?
Well, yeah. In a lot of ways, yeah.
Come on, Claire, let's sell it.
You know how much I love my cats, right? Well, there are quite a few like cat pop-up stores that are happening in a lot of the metro cities, so like Sydney and Brisbane and stuff like that, where you can go and eat with cats. Like, it's called cat cafes.
Oh.
So there's one in Sydney.
Is that hygienic?
I don't know. It's one in Sydney, one in Queensland. Apparently the one in Sydney, though, you can't like actually touch the cats, which is kind of boring.
The best part is the petting part.
Well, yeah, exactly. But there is an island over in Greece that's gone one step further than just a pet patting food eating area. They have a whole island that they're looking for someone to live on and get paid to do so to look after the cats.
In the Greek islands?
Mm-hmm.
That is that's even I'd like to do that.
Yeah. So if you're a cat lover, this is right up your street, right? So basically, if you've got one or two cats at home and you love those cats, think of that times, 55 cats.
Ooh, hello.
Right, 55 cats. It's a lot of cats.
It is.
But you could be living on an island with them. All you need to do is obviously feed them, give them some water, take care of them, and you get paid to live on this island to do so.
Now, feeding and watering and all that type of stuff.
You don't step on their tails to start
off
with, Sam.
Yes, I made that mistake with yours. Can you do bulk? Can you make one giant bowl, or is it like an individual thing?
No, you'd probably have to, not individual necessarily, but you'd have to give numerous bowls. For 55 cats, they're not cows. You can't just line them up.
Ah, damn it.
But you could probably get away with maybe 30 bowls instead of 50.
Okay. It's,
maybe.
I mean, I handled yours the other weekend, and that was two, and that was quite a bit of work.
Did you find that they both wanted their food in their bowls instantly?
Yeah. You couldn't even get the food into the bowl because their heads were over the bowl.
So that would happen times 55 cats.
I'm out. It's out.
So you don't want the job?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm handing in my resignation right now, and I am going to go live on this island. I haven't been accepted to take the position yet, but I'm sure I will.
Go for
we
it.
We all know how much I love cats.
Go for gold. And you're living in the Greek islands.
How awesome would that
be?
Take
a boat to Ibiza for the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Cheers.
Just get someone to cat sit your 55 cats for the weekend.
Maybe that's what's happening with this job.
Probably.
They've ducked off to Ibiza and haven't come back. Dangerous road you want to go down, Claire.
Yeah, but you know what? It's cats.
Yeah, fair enough.
Love of my life.
Can you give us a meow?
No.
Oh, damn
it's
it.
Just weird.
Meow.
Right now.
Gotta get it.
Radio.
That's great, man. That's personality.
The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Scoopla with Dean McCarthy live in LA.
Oh, yeah, that is right. Dino, our favourite man on the ground, joins us right now. Morning, Dino.
G'day, guys. Good morning, everyone. Everyone listening, I just need you to know that these two, Claire and Sam, play tricks on me, off air. And that are really making me earn my money this week. But don't worry, I've got the exclusives. I've got the big stories. I've got the stars. Don't worry, I'm on it.
Oh, Dean, good. I'm glad you're on your
game.
Sorry for throwing you off before.
Oh, hey, Dean, let's kick off this morning with a bit of Mark Wahlberg exclusive that you've got.
Okay, this guy is an absolute living legend. Mark Wahlberg, his new film is called Mile 22. Now, get the calendar out, August 30. It's hitting Australian cinemas, ooh, August 30. Where do I start? It is Hollywood, blockbuster, action, there are combat scenes, there's drama. He really has taken it up to the new and next level in this film. And I had to ask him, like, how do you get ready for such a physical and demanding and epic role? Check it out.
I've done all the weapons training and everything, so I could have just showed up on set ready to go, but Pete was just like, I want you to be as ripped as possible, because for every other movie that we did, I was kind of out of shape, even for Lone Survivor. So I said, okay, no problem. You know, I did all this work, and, you know, he shot all these scenes with my shirt off, never put any of them in the movie, which is fine. I don't care. I actually just saw the movie. I didn't even say anything, because we had so many issues and I would say arguments, but debates over, you know, the cut of Patriots Day, which obviously was so close to me and home, and Deepwater Horizon, all these movies based on true stories that were around these tragedies. So for us, it was just like, let's go have fun. I let Pete do his thing. He let me do my thing, you know, and we collaborate really well together.
Ooh, Exciting.
No shirtless scenes.
Hey, are you pretty flat about that, Dean?
That sucks.
No, he's a good-looking dude. He's a great guy, Mark Wahlberg. He's genuinely down-to-earth and genuinely nice guy. So, you know, I'll be checking it out. Make sure you do, August 30.
Absolutely. Hey, Dino, also, Kylie Jenner, she's moved?
Oh, my goodness. She's moved to a new house. She has celebrated her 21st birthday over the weekend. Absolutely.
She's only 21.
Let me start with Friday night. Okay, she hired out a restaurant called Delilah. Now, I've been to this place. It's so expensive. It's uncomfortably expensive.
Oh.
And she had the whole place decorated on the outside in pink Swarovski crystals.
Of course she did.
Absolutely stunning. All the family were there. Caitlyn Jenner was there. Kris Jenner was there. Kanye West. Bella Hadid. All these superstars. And then overnight, she jumped on a private jet to Vegas, where she's currently partying with her friends. And when she woke up on her birthday, her 21st birthday, where she's worth $900 million, her man, Travis Scott, bought her an iconic vintage Rolls Royce.
What?
This thing, remember the movie The Titanic when they turn up in that old car? It's like that. It's like this vintage thing that would be worth, I don't know, $100,000 million.
That is crazy.
I know. The lucky girl. Happy birthday, Kylie Jenner, because we love her.
At 21. Yeah, not a bad life. Hey, Ruby Rose, what's going on with her after the Batwoman role?
Okay, she is everything. I love Ruby Rose. She obviously was cast as Batwoman. Mm. Amazing. So well cast. She received, I hate this, she received all this Twitter backlash and internet trolls being mean to her on the internet and on social media. So she deleted her Twitter and she disabled the comments on her Instagram photos. So you can actually, when you're a superstar, you can just turn off the comments.
Yeah, Carrie Bickmore's got that on hers.
I
tried.
Yeah, I love Carrie. Oh my God, that's another one that I love. So Ruby Rose really copped it and people were so mean to her for no reason. So let's send her some good vibes. Let's hope she cheers up because she is so talented, so beautiful and so deserving of that role.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
She'll win in the end. Stuff the trolls.
Yep. Totally.
Absolutely. Well, Dino, thank you very much for joining us this morning. More of the latest goss with you tomorrow morning after 7. We'll catch you then.
See you, mate.
Bye, guys.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
And Sam.
Is my mic on? Yeah, it is. Yes, Claire.
I just turned it on.
Sorry, I didn't expect that to be to be on.
We have our first gripe with each other.
Was it last Friday?
Last Friday.
Mm, felt like so long ago.
Claire. What was that?
It felt like so. Claire, stop turning my mic off.
The big problem was that I turn his mic off, right?
Is there a way to turn yours off?
No.
Damn it.
No.
So it's the power of the panel.
Because I'm behind the buttons. Mm. I can turn whatever I want on, off, all the rest of it, right? But
and in the wrong hands, as it is today, it can be deadly.
And look, I will admit, a lot of the time I do turn your mic on after my mic, mainly because you have a habit of making weird noises.
What? So apparently like my facial hair, which is almost non-existent.
So sometimes you'll rub your face and all I hear is shh, shh, shh. Can you not hear that?
I can hear it through my own head.
Yeah, that's called the headphones.
Oh.
It's through the microphone.
But I don't do that. I don't go, oh, let's just rub while we're on air.
But you do. You must do it subconsciously.
I reckon it's you, your hair.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Mm. I don't think it's me.
Okay, you literally just rubbed it against the microphone.
Did I?
Or you have a tendency of making like weird mouth noises.
What has this turned into? An intervention?
Yes, it has.
Oh, what?
No, like
I do wait. Yeah, it's called speaking.
Before you get to that point.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
I have a tendency to yawn.
You'll yawn, or you'll go to take a sip of something
And then swallow.
Yeah. And it can be a bit awkward.
You know what you've got? You've got a phobia for, mouth noises. It does exist. It was termed 2 years ago.
I can't remember
what it's called, but it's an actual psychological
I don't think I have a thing. Phobia of it. I think it just sounds really weird. Like if I'm talking, all you hear in the background is ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
What is that?
You and your beard.
That doesn't...
Okay, well,
one,
I don't have a beard.
Two,
I don't have hair on my face.
It's not a sprinkler, Claire. Jeez.
I don't have hair on my face, so I can't make the noise. It's like my hair doesn't even make the noise.
Okay, whatever. So I still don't understand why that's a good enough reason to leave my mic off and not tell me. How about before we go on air next time, you just say, your mic on? Because before we go on air, Claire says, mic's on, right? She uses plural. She says mics. And so I'm ready to speak, but it's only yours on.
Okay.
So how about you say mic on?
Okay. You do realize as well, though, right?
I can turn it on.
You have the power to turn your microphone on. It's always up.
Yes.
You can just turn it on when you feel
The panel operator has always been the one that controls both mics. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes and no.
You can't end with a yes or no. It's a yes or a no.
Yes and no.
Shush.
Sam.
What?
Just stop rubbing your face. We'll be fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Oh, you're so annoying.
I don't think that they can hear that in the car. I reckon it's fine.
30, I can 12, hear
16.
It.
You can hear that.
You just rubbed your face against a microphone.
Okay, moral of the story.
Yes.
Either say mic on.
Okay.
Or mic's on, turn them both on.
Okay.
Done.
Done.
Gripe over.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Let's see what we can come up with tomorrow. Riveting content.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.